It's the Sports Criminals March Madness Special. Every day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals of the past 31 years. For today's episode, we go all in on the year 2001. Online poker was becoming a juggernaut, and the company PokerSpot was a big part of it. Until suddenly, its players could no longer deposit or withdraw money from their accounts. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more like it, be sure to come back tomorrow for more shocking sports events from history on our March Madness special. As always, you can listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
January 2001. 21-year-old Dutch Boyd was in his office when a coworker came rushing in with a startling email. One of the players on PokerSpot, Boyd's gambling website, was unable to deposit or withdraw money from their account.
It wasn't long before another email arrived claiming the same thing, and then another, and another. Users all across the website weren't getting paid.
Boyd gave a simple response. The checks were in the mail.
They weren't, and those players never saw their money again.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 12th episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we are going back to the 2001 PokerSpot scandal.
In September of 1998, Rounders premiered in theaters across the U.S. The film, starring Matt Damon and Edward Norton as two struggling poker players in New York, reintroduced the game to the masses.
Prior to its release, poker was considered an old man's game. Played in dingy basements filled with cigar smoke, it seemed like a product of a bygone era. But Rounders made poker cool again.
The same year Rounders was released, the very first online poker website, Poker Planet, launched. And Poker Planet paid its players with real money, not just virtual currency. Almost from the get-go, the World Wide Web was flooded with imitators. One of those imitators was PokerSpot.
Launched in May 2000, PokerSpot was founded by brothers Dutch and Robert Boyd. Their vision was to create a smaller, more exclusive online poker experience.
Dutch used tournaments to attract bigger and better players. In his eyes, winning a tournament gave players a better rush than a cash game, making them want to come back to their site and gamble more.
And better yet, tournaments meant bigger payouts, not just for the players, but for the company's rake, too. Within a few short weeks, business was booming.
To safeguard from fraud, PokerSpot used a payment processor company called ePayment Solutions. EPS, like all payment processors, acted as a mediator when it came to handling financial transactions. While PokerSpot had some money in their company account, most of the money was with EPS.
But in the summer of 2000, EPS had financial issues with its bank and stopped processing transactions.
Instead of informing players that PokerSpot was facing a minor hitch, Dutch quietly searched for a new payment processor. In November, he signed a deal with NetPro Limited.
Everything went back to normal. Tournaments yielded huge pots, and Dutch netted tens of thousands of dollars a day from the rake. PokerSpot was on the up and up.
That is, until January 2001, when Dutch started receiving complaints that players weren't able to deposit or withdraw funds from their account. It turns out NetPro had also failed. Now, PokerSpot was $480,000 in the hole.
Dutch told his team to lie to players. Their cash-out checks were in the mail. Except, of course, they weren't. And people caught on quickly.
Word about PokerSpot's fraud spread through online forums like wildfire. Hundreds of posts with warnings like, if you want to play online and see your money, don't go to PokerSpot.
Boyd was eventually forced to shut down the website in November 2001. At the time, he still owed players $400,000, but they never saw their money again.
PokerSpot's failure should have ended Dutch Boyd's time in the world of online gambling, but because this was still the poker boom's infancy, no one outside the community was even aware of who Dutch was. In fact, he was able to reinvent himself as an all-star player.
Since June 2019, Dutch's poker winnings have totaled over $2 million.
None of which he has used to repay what PokerSpot players had lost.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.